This is Rediscover Life for Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on godly discipline. And yesterday we were looking at the area of actions. You know, there's a number of areas where we need to develop discipline. I've looked at thoughts, I've looked at words. You know, there's a saying, sticks and stones can break my bones, words can never hurt me. That's not true. Sometimes people have spoken things over our lives that we remember 40, 50 years later. Certainly, I can remember things that were spoken over me 40 years ago by teachers. So, you know, those things can, that's why we need to be disciplined in the area of our thoughts, in the area of our words, and in the area of our actions. Yesterday, I started reading in Proverbs chapter 7 about a young man devoid of understanding who went along the street towards a prostitute, ended up with her. And, you know, it's interesting. She said, I came out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I found you. You know, that's the way the enemy works, you know. He tries to make you feel special. He tries to make you feel like this is your group, etc. But, you know, unfortunately, we read further. It says, I've spread my bed with tapestries, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love till morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. And, of course, it was anything but love. And this is why, again, you know, our actions have consequences. And we need to walk in the fear of God. And she continues, let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. So that's not love. That's adultery. And he's gone on a long journey. He's taken a bag of money with him, and he will come home on the appointed day. And truly, Christ will come on the appointed day. And we need to be ready for his return. And with her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. And so, you know, in a godly marriage, the man is leading the woman. Here, the woman is leading the man. And, you know, it's going to end in tears because it's an immoral relationship. And again, this doesn't have to be physical. I think in our modern world, we can understand that this can be virtual. This can be, you know, a porn site. It can be OnlyFans. It can be any of these environments whereby you are being led. You are being led down a pathway to destruction. And, you know, this applies to women as well as men, because I know there are many women in this generation that are bound by porn as well. And so you need to guard your heart, because you understand your actions, like I said, lead to habits, which lead to a lifestyle, which lead to a destiny. It says, with an enticing speech, she caused him to yield with her, because the devil can be very convincing. And with her flattering lips, she seduced him. And, you know, the Bible talks about the pleasure of sin for a season. And yeah, sin can be pleasurable for a season, but it will end in tears and it will end in hell. And this is where, again, as Christians, we can't be living a double life. We can't be playing games with God. You might fool your pastor. You might fool your wife. You might fool your friends. You don't fool God. He sees the heart. God doesn't look at the thing man looks at. God looks at the heart. And so he sees through our pretense. And this is why we need to walk in the fear of God. And it says, immediately went after as an ox goes to the slaughter, as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. And so, you know, this young man, this brought him to destruction. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. You see, like I said, in this virtual world, you don't have to be physically doing it. You can be just going there in your heart. That's why Jesus said, you know, any man who's looked at a woman to lust for has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You mightn't have physically committed adultery, but you might be doing it with your eyes. And so let's make sure that we guard our hearts, guard our eyes. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. That's a sobering thing to consider, that, you know, one action can take us on a pathway to hell. One relationship, one association, one decision. And that's why, again, we need to be disciplined in our actions. We must exercise discernment, wisdom, self-control. In the TV we watch, the sites we visit, the music we listen to, the influencers we follow, the associations we keep, the places we go. This will solve many of our spiritual battles by simply staying away from negative influences and temptation. We read here in Genesis chapter 39 and verse 7, Joseph was handsome and form in appearance, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what was with me in the house. He has committed all he has to my hand. There is no one greater in the house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me with you because you are his wife. How can I then do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with him. Did he feel like sleeping with her? I'm sure she was a very beautiful woman. And this is the reality, is that if you're walking in the flesh, you're capable of doing anything you did before you were saved, because your flesh never got saved. Your spirit got saved. Paul said, "I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so you are a spirit being, you have a soul, you live in a body, but your body isn't saved. And this is why we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice, as it says in Romans 12 and 1 and 2. And so we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We renew our minds. Our spirit has been made new, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. But you still have the same flesh. And so this is why we understand that Joseph was a disciplined man, because day after day he was tempted, but he said no. And I believe this is the only reason why Joseph fulfilled his destiny. I know he was falsely accused, but God knew he hadn't committed adultery. God knew he hadn't been unfaithful to his wife. And this is where we need to be disciplined to not look at things that are immoral and not give in to temptation in any area of our lives. We need to be disciplined people. And so when he was eventually, when she threw herself at him and she grabbed him by his garments, it said, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so Joseph fled. His attitude was, even if I lose my jacket, I'm not going to lose my integrity. I'm out of here. And, you know, discipline may determine your destiny. If Joseph wasn't disciplined, he might have given in to temptation and lost his reputation, and be sure he would have never fulfilled his God-given destiny. So have you made the decision that even if you have to be misunderstood or mocked or lose some relationships or friends or be ostracized, that you're not going to compromise your convictions? But again, you might respond and say, "But Pastor, I'm young. I'm a young person." Well, so was Daniel and his friends, and they determined that they would not compromise. They would not defile themselves by eating from the king's table. Verse 8, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And because he honored God, God honored him." You see, the Bible says faith without works is dead, James 2, 17 and 26. And so Jesus put it this way, of the Pharisees, they preach but they do not practice. So we must practice what we preach. We must follow through on what the Word of God says. And so we need to have the courage of our convictions, and we need to follow through on what we say we believe. And again, I've said it numerous times, but this is not mind over matter. This is faith over feelings. This is the just shall live by faith. Zechariah 4:6, "So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." And so this is not about us doing things based on willpower. This isn't about legalism. It's not about mind over matter. This is about us walking by faith. And this is about us, you know, instituting godly discipline that is born out of our convictions, which, you know, come from the Word of God. And so this is about us simply following through what the Word of God says. We're called to be disciplined people. And so you might have said, "But Pastor, I've tried and failed." Well, again, do you know Jesus as your Savior? Because if you don't, there's no way you can ever be disciplined, because this starts with the new birth. You must be born from above. So if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I want you to finish today by just praying this simple prayer with me today. Say this prayer with me. "Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in my heart that you were born of a virgin. I believe that you lived a perfect life, and that when you died on the cross, you died in my place, bearing my sin and shame. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free." Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow, right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.